This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. The central bank calls for greater private sector investment to boost the economy. DLP is questioning whether the projected economic growth will trickle down to the average Barbadian. The National Council on Substance Abuse seeking to strengthen its efforts to identify new psychoactive substances on the island. New legislation coming to reduce the environmental impact of shipping operations. And three police officers in St. Vincent suspended as a probe continues into an alleged child abuse matter. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Barbados Central Bank is calling for greater investment from the private sector to boost the economy. The central bank, during its review of the economy for 2023, reported economic growth of 4.4% last year and predicts a growth of 3.5 to 4% for this year. However, Governor of the Central Bank, Dr. Kevin Greenidge, stressed that investment is key to drive sustainable economic growth over the medium term.
As a country, as the economy, we are back. We had 2 years of solid growth that have placed our economy larger than it ever was in the history of Barbados at $12.8 billion. And we got that with 13.8 growth in 2022, 4.4 growth in 2023, and that gives us a size economy that everybody can benefit from. Two things remain now, really, is to grow that consistently into the medium term and to grow in such a way that it diffuses the benefits of all, which is inclusive and sustainable growth. To get that going, we need every person to play their part, particularly the private sector, our diasporas abroad in terms of foreign direct investment, to take confidence in where we are and invest in growing the economy.
He said that the aim is to double the private sector investment.
Under the BRRRR program, the public sector is moving the investment to 5% of GDP. We're looking and it targets the private sector doubling to 15% of GDP. And there are areas in which that investment, infrastructure, tourism, energy, and that will help to boost productivity and continue to modernize our economy and get that inclusive growth that we're looking for. So investment is going to get it over medium term.
The central bank governor is appealing to businesses to complete the balance of payments survey to assist the bank in gathering information on private sector investments. Well, meantime, the Democratic Labour Party is questioning whether the average Barbadian is benefiting from the economic growth reported by the central bank. President Dr. Ronnie Yearwood says while the party welcomes the projected 4% economic growth, the cost of living remains high and people are struggling to stretch their dollar. He was speaking via the party's social media platform.
Most Barbadians, as we know, are struggling, can't pay bills, can't provide for healthcare bills, given the state of the QEH, and most people are not opting to try to go private, but they can't pay for that. The state of our school system, the state of roads, the state of everything. The reality is people's dollars are stretched. So saying the economy is growing by 4%, yes, fine, we welcome that. Good projections, but the question that we're left with, is that reaching down to the ordinary man and woman in Barbados? The reality you're faced with, it doesn't matter where you shop, everywhere seems to be expensive in this country. Cost of living is through the roof, and that 4% growth is not rebounding to the people of this country.
President of the Democratic Labour Party, Dr. Ronnie Yearwood. Wastewater testing has been suggested as a method to identify and address the use of any new psychoactive substances on the island. The suggestion came when the National Council on Substance Abuse released the findings from its 2022 Barbados Drug Information Network report. Just last year, the NCSA was able to detect the arrival of methamphetamine and synthetic cannabis through its early warning systems. While outlining some of the key findings, research and information officer with the NCSA, Laura Foster, says that it's critical that they examine the state of new psychoactive substances in Barbados.
So we saw alcohol, marijuana, and cocaine again being the most prevalent. We have the continued dominance of marijuana, which suggests the need for us to take a new approach to this old problem. Recent developments on our local drug scene point to the emergence of non-traditional substances, including new psychoactive substances, and therefore there is an urgent need for us to get information about the state of these substances in Barbados, and this can be satisfied through the appropriate research methods as well as drug testing. And there has been a steady increase in the percentage of women seeking treatment, but work still needs to be done, and we need to close that gender gap. And lastly, unemployment is a key feature of persons seeking treatment, and it should be reduced through the use of a multifaceted approach, which involves initiatives at the micro, meso, and macro levels.
She said the method would be supporting a piece of research to be conducted by the Inter-American Drug Abuse Control Commission. Government will bring to Parliament key pieces of legislation that will reduce the environmental impact of shipping operations. Minister of Tourism and International Transport, Ian Gooding-Edgell, says the legislation will bring Barbados in compliance with the International Convention, which addresses the issue of pollutants from ships. He made the comments while speaking at an awards function at the ministry's head office in Warrens.
My ministry has been working assiduously to develop the policy and legislative framework that enhances the enabling environment as pillars for success. To this end, we will shortly be laying before the House of Parliament for enactment the Marine Transport Emissions Control suite of legislation. This suite of legislation will occasion Barbados to be fully compliant with Pillar 5, Building Resilience Against Vulnerabilities in Shipping, of the National Policy on International Shipping Matters of Public Concern towards efficiency, sustainability, safety, and security in the shipping sector.
Minister of Tourism and International Transport, Ian Gooding-Edgell. The Barbados Association of Retired Persons, BARP, welcomes the announcement that it will no longer be mandatory for people to sign up for the new Trident Digital ID. Minister of Industry, Innovation, Science and Technology, Marcia Cattle, made the announcement earlier this week. BARP President Marilyn Rice-Bowen says she's pleased that the deadline has been removed.
We welcome the move because any relaxation of an order is always welcome, and particularly by seniors, because we recognize that seniors do not have the flexibility to move around and to get their cards and all that. So, you know, on behalf of the seniors of this country, we certainly do welcome the move. We plan to amplify government position so that the seniors will be aware of what the new position is, the amended position is.
She wants the Transport Board to clarify whether seniors will be able to use the old ID cards to board buses.
We also hope that the Transport Board will, for the benefit of our seniors who use the transport system, will at least clarify government's position for seniors, because on occasion we have experienced situations where government makes a position known, but then it is interpreted differently by various agencies across the island. So we hope that at some point soon a public announcement can be made by the Transport Board to clarify how our seniors who use the transport system, what they can expect with reference to the old card and the new card.
President of BARP, Marilyn Rice-Bowen. And finally, three police officers who were allegedly involved in beating a 10-year-old boy at a police station in St. Vincent earlier this week have been suspended from duty. A statement from the Police Public Relations and Complaints Department said the officers, a corporal and two constables, have been suspended on half pay pending the outcome of the investigation into the allegation. It said the policemen were suspended by Acting Commissioner of Police Enville Williams as the authorities urged witnesses to come forward and assist in the probe. On Sunday, a woman who identified herself as Rosita Phillips appeared on Facebook Live, saying that her 10-year-old son had been locked up after it was alleged that he had gone into someone's yard and taken their bike. Recapping the headlines, a central bank calls for greater private sector investment to boost the economy. The DLP questioning whether the projected economic growth will trickle down to the average Barbadian. The NCSA seeking to strengthen its efforts to identify new psychoactive substances on the island. New legislation coming to reduce the environmental impact of shipping operations, and three police officers in St. Vincent suspended as a probe continues into an alleged child abuse matter. And that was the 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss The Latest. Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. The next newscast is at 8:30. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.